10.
It's 3 o'clock on Saturday, June the 10th, 1995, and Premier Christian Radio for London is officially on the air.
It's an amazing afternoon, really. When we started this, Mark, 4 years ago, when we didn't even have permission from the government to run a station, it was a distant dream. At that time, when people said, did I think we could change the law? I said, well, yes, but I thought it might take, you know, as long as it took to change the slavery laws, which would mean, you know, another two generations. And then it came. And now the first disappointment of not getting a license a year ago is long past by the fact that this is much better. I mean, a brilliant team and a great honour, and to stand here now in the park looking over several thousand of people, and you say, you know, who was part of helping to change all this and to bring us on air, and they're all waving, and you think, this is not my station, this is not our station, this is their station together. It's brilliant, very emotional, really.
There are literally, as you say, thousands of people here, and they all have different expectations of this radio station. You, as the chief executive, without putting you on the spot, what do you think? Two questions, really. One, what do you want Premier to achieve? And what do you think the people here can expect from it?
I think we've got to be honest, we can't please all the people all the time. The church is very varied and different, both in the way some people worship and govern their churches, and also in people's cultures. You know, some people like posh music, some people like rock and roll like me. So we have to have a schedule that has got something for everyone. And it's important that we're tolerant and we understand the bit we don't like now might be blessing the socks off someone else. But I just want it to be normal and professional, and to show that God is relevant to every part of our life, not just the religious bits. That's what excites me most. I'll really get great joy when our equivalent of Thought for the Day is done well, but I'll be equally excited when we come to the end of an interview and we've just expressed, you know, reality about life in general through a very ordinary person and said, that's been good because God is everywhere and involved with us all.
Pete, just finally though, I don't want to get into the politics, but it is very important. I was talking to Mark Stevens earlier and saying, you know, this cross-church support is desperately important. That really has been part of the mainstay of getting the station on air as well, hasn't it?
I think it has, and we're helped by the fact that the people who might be unhappy with us are people who want us to preach 24 hours a day. What they don't understand is what you do on a soapbox on a street corner or in a church in a pulpit doesn't work on radio. It's a great idea to do it until you realise you've only got five people listening, and we're not doing a different format because we're compromising. We're simply saying the whole of life is here. We're going to produce brilliant radio for a change, and out of that we're going to express our Christian belief and values, and we'll do it differently, but Jesus will be there and he will be known and understood. Will help us each to understand our faith more clearly. We'll nurture faith and encourage it and see it grow, and some people are going to discover real personal faith. But alongside that, as Christians, to think more Christianly, think about our world through God's eyes and understand how it all works from his perspective.